Lord, we come to you as a family this morning with joys. We thank you for the joys, Lord. With the worries, Lord, we're going to give them to you today, Lord, and ask you to take over those worries in our lives, Lord, and we're going to keep the joy. We're going to give the troubles to you, Lord. We're going to keep the joy in the faith. We thank you for those who are here to help us and lift us and keep us strong, Lord. We know that with you, we always win. With you, Lord, victory is right around the corner, Lord. As you walk with us or carry us or bring us through, Lord, we know that with you, we always win. Lord, we just love you and worship you and need you more and more in our lives. We thank you for this day, for those in fellowship who came today and this congregation who are building this church, Lord. Hallelujah. We thank you for this day. We ask that hearts be open and ears be open and spirits be receiving what we're going to talk about today, and we leave here stronger in you yet, Lord. Stronger in you yet, hungrier for more. Oh, what a dream. That's beautiful, Lord, that we leave here hungrier for you each and every Sunday. Thank you, Lord, for the joy in this church, for the peace. We're going to praise you with music, as the Bible calls us to do. Praise you with stringed instruments. Praise you with our voices and our clapping and our spirits, Lord. We're going to praise and worship you today. In the beautiful name of Jesus, I pray. Can I get an amen?
Amen.
God wins, brothers and sisters.
Amen.
God wins. You win the game. Just got to grab onto the rail. I mean, you just hang on to God. You win the game. I know sometimes things look impossible. Amen? But that's when God says, I can do my best work. Hallelujah. You just keep the joy. The devil wants to steal the joy. How many know that God's still in the blessing business? Amen? Or say, well, it's easy for you to say because you don't have anything wrong. That's a lie from the pits of hell. You don't know what's going on in me, amen? You don't know. I'm telling you something, brothers and sisters of confession. My wife will tell you, me and the doctors don't know each other, amen? Since I was a little boy, I trust God. I trust God. When I need to go there, my wife will take me. But I trust God, amen? I trust God in my... You don't know what I'm going through, amen? And I don't need to tell you except to know that I trust God, amen? And there are times I want my son, who's 30 years old now, 30 years, he doesn't know God. It breaks my heart every day on one side to say, my son needs to know God, amen? He needs to find God for his life. Those are troubles that I carry every day. Our children, our daughter with our grandchildren say, you need to take that little girl to church, amen? Not just to hear the word of God, but to bring her around other believers, amen? It changes your life. So just want you to know that we're a family. When something happens to you, it happens to us, amen? When something comes upon you, it comes upon all of us now. Amen. That's what church is all about. Give God praise. Hallelujah. And our God is still in the blessing business. Hallelujah. And there's no charge for the blessing. And there's no after effects that you got to worry about from the blessings. Amen. The only thing you're required to do is share those blessings with other people. Hallelujah. He's a great God. I want you to have joy in church this morning with me. Amen. I want you to be stronger today when you leave. I want you to know. I want to keep you safe. It's my heart today. It's this sermon keeps you safer. Amen. With all that's going on in the world, I want you to be stronger and safer. And I want you to be closer to God. Let's read together. Responsive reading 116 from the Psalm. This is where we read the word. We're reading the word. Amen. We're reading where you get your victory from. Thank you, Lord. I love the Lord, for he heard my voice. He heard my cry for mercy.
Because he turned his ear to me, I will call on him as long as I live.
The cords of death entangled me. The anguish of the grave came upon me. I was overcome by trouble and sorrow.
Then I called on the name of the Lord. O Lord, save me.
The Lord is gracious and righteous. Our God is full of compassion.
The Lord protects the simple hearted. When I was in great need, he saved me.
Be at rest once more, O my soul, for the Lord has been good to you. Amen. Oh God, if you put that on your refrigerator and read that every day, amen? put that on your refrigerator this week and read or say, I don't have time to read the Word of God, Pastor. My life is so busy. I get it. A lot of things going on, and I put that on the refrigerator before you open it up for the half and half for your coffee, or you open it up for your Coca-Cola. Say, wait a minute, I got to read something. I love the Lord for hearing my voice. He heard my cry for mercy. Hallelujah. Then I called on the name of the Lord. Oh, Lord, save me. And the Lord is gracious and righteous, full of compassion. Hallelujah. When I was in great need, He saved me. Then go get your Coca-Cola. Amen. It's that easy. That's how easy it is to read the Word of God together. Are you with me? Hallelujah. We got a lot to be happy about. We got a lot to be joyful about. This church has a lot to be joyful about. Amen. We have a lot to be giving God praise for. Have anybody seen the outside of the church lately? Somebody told me recently that folks, listen to me, folks from the courthouse, amen, were looking down here as y'all started fixing the yard. Yes. See, the folks in the courthouse were watching. Oh, look at something going on down there at that church. They had to come over finally and say, oh my God, how beautiful that church is. Art and Gladys, am I telling the truth? They came from the courthouse to tell you, we've seen the change in your church. Amen? They've seen the change in your church, Second Congregational. So, hallelujah. But a lot of us weren't here to do the work. Amen. We all have things we need. You know, it wasn't for lack of wanting to. Y'all know that. We know that. It's not for lack of wanting to. Sometimes you can't. So other people have been doing the work. But who got blessed? So when God blesses, who gets blessed? The believers and the non-believers. Amen. They get blessed. We got blessed. It made my heart explode with joy thinking, when we first came here, and Dave will attest to this, and Chuck, they had a 4th of July, but it was a Memorial Day service across the street. And we came and there were fire trucks lined up all across the road. Fire trucks from every county, all across that street. And we said, well, how are we supposed to have our church? And David did not, one of those police officers or somebody, say, I didn't even know that place was open. I didn't even know this place. The police officer, I didn't even know that place was open. They know now that Second Congregational is open for Jesus. But they don't know it because of me. They know it because of you. I get blessed because you have blessed this church. Amen. You have called it a home. You said, I want to come here because I want joy in my life. I want something different. All the churches are preaching Jesus. They're all, God's called people to different places. Amen. Different plantings for different needs. But you said, I want more of God. And when I come in here, I feel stronger. I feel closer to God. I feel like we're a family. I've heard that said. I feel like we're a family. We know each other's names. When you're not here, we miss you. We miss you. Greg, when you weren't here last week, we miss you. But that's what the church is all about. When you're not here on a Sunday, for whatever wonderful reason, we understand. We miss you. Hallelujah. I want to tell you something else too, and I'm preaching this and claiming this, and you'll read my wife's testimony. Please read the testimony. We spoke to Doreen this week, and God opened the door to speak to Doreen. The devil did not attack her because she stopped coming to church. Let me tell you that right now. The devil doesn't attack you every time. But what happened when you take away good from your life, when you take away joy from your life? Coming here on Sunday gave her and Paul and the family joy. When you take the joy away, say, I'm going to take a little time for myself, you have a space wide open now. Amen? And who's going to fill it? Darkness. Then he can fill it. He can fill it with all sorts of things and mess your life up. And then you don't have the joy to come back to on Sunday to take care of that darkness. Amen? That's simply what happened. She aches to come back to church. I know that part of her in the flesh saying, y'all, I'm going to come back and everybody's going to fawn all over me and stuff. And I said, yes, we are, because we love you and you belong here. And she said, I know I do. And she said, I know that Paul, especially Paul, for reasons that nobody needs to know, needs to be here. Amen? For a lot of reasons. And they're coming back. I'm believing for it. I know we don't see it today. I'm looking at that door. We don't see it today. But they're our family. Amen? And when they come back, it's another testimony to who? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Give them praise. If you have a testimony that you want to share with us, Marilyn is waiting by the computer to type it all out. Every single word. Hallelujah. She's just saying, please, somebody, so I can put... No, we want to know when God is doing work in your life, and we want to know from everybody. We miss people when they're not here. How many noticed that Bernie's been back with us now? What, Bernie, for 5 weeks? Bernie, it might seem like a little thing to you, because I know you follow God. I know you read His Word. I've known that from day one. You know His Word. But you came back... We call it home with us. You weren't away from, you were going to other churches and you know, and maybe helping people or reading people or getting fed yourself. But we're glad that you're home with us. This is, as far as we're concerned, where you belong. Amen? If God's caused you somewhere else, we're going to praise you and get you over there. But we're glad to see you and your smile, because this is your family. Amen? And we're, from the top to the bottom, wherever, whatever we're doing, we're all the same family. That's church. Give Him praise. Hallelujah. Let's pray together. Lord, thank You for Your love. Thank You how You just take care of things for us that we couldn't even imagine. Lord, thank You for who You are. Thank You, Lord, that You healed those 10 lepers and only one. Only one came back to thank You. Only one. Hallelujah. We want to thank You every day for what You've done. We know that in this world we're going to get attacked, and our bodies and our minds and our spirits are going to get attacked. We know there are going to be troubles and tribulations, Lord, because this is the life that we have, the most beautiful parts of it, and we have to deal with the other parts of it. We can see the blue sky and how beautiful, and the clouds and the mountains and the trees, but sometimes we have to face the problems that are in front of us, Lord. But if we face them knowing You're sitting right alongside us, and knowing that the angels are encamped around us, and the angels in heaven are fighting for us, and Michael is up there fighting for us, then we know we're not alone, and we know that the battles will be Yours, and we will win, because the battle is Yours and not ours, unless we give in to the dark and let go of the joy and let go of Your robe, and then darkness can fill us, and we don't want that. So our testimony today is, Lord, we see the good. We see what You do in our lives. We see the good that You do in this country, the United States of America. We see we're humble, but we see all over the world what they have, and we see what we have, because we're one nation under You. And there's promises in the Bible for those who believe and trust in You. It's not about religion. It's not about different denominations. It's not about parties and politics. It's not about that. Oh, the world would like to get us into that, Lord. They'd like to get us into the politics, and they're coming, and we're going to be strong. They're coming. But, Lord, we know it's not about that. It's about You. It's about following You. And as we see, even with that yard and the beauty of that yard, we see that people noticed. And because somebody noticed, we all got blessed. We see how that works. That the believers and the non-believers get blessed when one God is You, the God of the Bible. So, Lord, we just want more of You in our lives, in our families, and in our friends, Lord, to stay closer and stronger together. Because together, we are strong with faith. Sometimes somebody lacks faith, and somebody else can lift that part of the faith up because, oh, I believe, and I'm going to carry you through. Hallelujah. That's what we're for, Lord, to do Your work, to serve You, and to serve others. Thank You, Lord. Thank You, Lord, for who You are. And we just need more of You in this world. In Jesus' name I pray. Tests are what?
Peace.
Hallelujah. And with peace comes healing. Amen? With peace, there's healing. We've talked about that. Hallelujah. Remember, David, I've been reading a lot of people who are smarter than I am, and I can admit that they're smarter than I am because they're not here anymore and you can't afford to get them, see? So you're stuck with me. But somebody smarter than I am many years ago said this, "Sir, my concern is not whether God is on our side. My greatest concern is to be on God's side, for God is always right." Can I get an amen? Now, does it matter what party of politics he was on? Don't mean. Does it matter to you? Would it matter if it was, you know, somebody you disagree with a lot. His name was Abraham Lincoln, who said that. He was, guess what, president of where? Now, there was nothing about government there, was there? Nothing about politics, nothing about religion. Listen to what he said. My greatest concern is not whether God is on our side. My greatest concern is to be on God's side, for God is always right. Amen? Hallelujah. It wouldn't matter about the other things. And that, my friend, is the key for today. Stay with me. For when God blesses one, what happens? We all get blessed. Now listen, hallelujah. God speaking. If my people who are called by my name, is that you? Hallelujah. Will humble themselves and pray and seek my face, three things, and turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven and forgive their sins and heal their land. Are you with me? Hallelujah. Heal their land, if my people. Victory in who?
The Lord.
Who brings the victory?
The Lord.
Hallelujah. I'm going to be active with y'all today, so get, you know, I know it's warm, but get your cobwebs out. Hallelujah. The word of God is our weapon. You know what it says in the Bible? Let me tell you. I'll read it. It says, no weapon formed against you shall prosper. Chuck, no weapon formed against you shall prosper. So no warm weapon formed against this country shall prosper as long as what? We follow who? God. Is that a religion? No. Is God a religion? No. Amen? Who made religion?
People.
And who made parties for the government? Who made parties? People, amen? But we're searching for who now? So it really doesn't matter who says what, where, what the letters after their name, amen? It matters that they search for who?
God.
Simply that. That's the key. Because who brings the victory? You mean the people don't bring the victory? Hallelujah. You're with me. No weapon formed against you shall prosper. And listen, every tongue which rises against you in judgment, you shall condemn. You want that kind of power? All you have to do is, he who, if my people who are called by my name, seek and humble and pray. Amen? Hallelujah. Every tongue that rises against you, you shall condemn. You want victory? How many want victory? Who brought the victory? Okay, you with me? Come on. Who? David and Goliath. Who brought the victory?
God.
Daniel and the lions, then. Who brought the victory?
God.
You mean no senator from Illinois brought the victory? No somebody living, no religious person in Rome brought the victory? Who brought the victory?
God.
After 40 days, not eating, not drinking, about as weak as you could possibly be. You can't be as weak as he was at that moment. Hallelujah. Tempted by the deceiver, the father of all lies. Amen. Evil beyond even your own wildest imagination. Stood in front of him in his time of weakness and tempted him three times. And what was his answer each time? It is written. Amen. His answer was the word of God. Are you with me?
Yes.
His answer was this, the book with the truths and the blessings. Even in its weakest condition, the father of all lies came against him. Against all evil. Against all evil. Listen to me. His word has never, never, never failed. How many times has it failed?
Yes.
Against all the things you've seen in the world. We think that we're pretty smart. We've lived 60 years, 70 years, 50 years, 40 years. We think we know a lot. But there's thousands and thousands of years ahead of you, folks. Amen? Things that you can go back and read the history books about where there were troubles beyond your imagination. Amen? And I mean troubles beyond belief. We've seen it in this last few, you know, in the 50 years we've seen a man in Germany and all the trouble that he caused. And we saw another country who wanted to overtake the world. We saw what they were trying to do. Amen? We see evil today. Amen? But it always, always, to this point has done what? It has failed. Amen? God's word has never what? Hallelujah. Against all evil, the darkest of evil. And let me tell you something about evil. It knows no end. It knows. You've seen things in the last 10 years. You probably said to yourself, I can't believe what I just saw. I can't believe the depth of these people. I can't believe that this person did that. This person did this. I just can't comprehend. Of course you can't, because evil is that deep. Are you with me? Hallelujah. But there's one common denominator with all evil. And here's what's important, brothers and sisters. Here's what I want you to understand. We can't get distracted. The world tries to get you distracted. People with agendas try to get you distracted. And all the evil in the world, somebody says, well, if we just remove this, the evil will end. That's a lie from the pits of hell. Amen. Well, if we just outlaw this, all the evil will end. That's a lie from the pits of hell. Amen. But the world wants us to get distracted in what? Opinion. Amen. And if this church all of a sudden got distracted with opinions on how to solve the problem, guess what happens in this church? Division. Amen. Division. All of a sudden, brother and sister fight over what? Absolutely nothing. An opinion. We must not get distracted because it causes separation. But there is one common denominator in all the things that you're seeing in the world. All the things that you see here, see in this country, see in some of the schools, all the disasters you've seen, one common denominator. And that is the emptiness of not having a dream. Something to look ahead for. Hope was gone. Dreams gone. These people, even young people, teenagers that you've seen, they had no dream. I say to myself, how can you be 18 years old and not have a dream of the life that's ahead of you? To be a musician, to be an architect, to be a builder, to drive trucks, to do all the things that you can do in your life, yet you have no dream. And when you have no dream, you have no future. Amen. And when you have no future, you're blinded to do evil. Amen. That's the common denominator. Darkness without God's light. Evil lives, consuming all joy. You see that in the world over in Iraq right now. You hear these people talking, and I look at their faces and their anger. And these are young men, and they're wanting to kill other people. There's no joy. There's no hope. There's no, hey, I'll give you a better place. I'll give you a chance. No, they want to destroy because they're in darkness. Amen? They're in darkness because they don't have a dream. There's no hope. But in this book, what do you have?
Hope.
You have dreams. Amen? You have goals. And you also want to do something with this book. You want to help other people, don't you? You want to lift up other people. We can't judge other people. Amen? We're not to judge other people. Who brings the victory?
God.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The emptiness of not having a dream. Let me see. I'm going to tell you, this is my opinion. I don't care who gets the credit as long as God is their driver. Amen? As long as God's driving the car, I don't care what they have next to their name. I don't care where they live, what country they're from. As long as God is driving their car, they get the credit as far as I don't care. Amen. Are you with me? Let me ask you something really serious. What religion was Abraham? What religion was Moses and David and Solomon? Anybody can tell me what church did they go to with the walls up there? What religion was Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John? Anybody? They didn't need... Yo, Joe, Fred. Yes, Fred. I like that. Jewish. He's right. They were of a Jewish... But that was... Jewish isn't a religion. It's a nationality, Marcy. But they were. But they were talking about who? Of the what?
Bible.
Hallelujah. Jesus even said, you remember we talked about a couple of weeks ago when the disciples came and said, hey, Jesus, hey, you won't believe what just happened. We saw three fellas casting out demons in your name, and we didn't know who they were. We didn't know where they went. We didn't know what letter was after their name. So you know what we told them? Stop doing it, because you're not with us. You don't have one of our names. And Jesus said, are you out of your mind? They're with us. Anybody who is with you cannot be against you. Amen? We're all supposed to be together. Amen? It's man who's caused the separation. Are you with me? Man created religions, rules to follow, actually causing separation. And they didn't mean to do it. I truly believe that nobody means to do it. But it's the same thing that we're going through in our country. We've got to stop the separation, amen? We've got to focus on one thing. Let me read it again. Sir, my concern is not whether God is on our side. My greatest concern is to be on God's side. For God is always right. That's all I care about, amen? That's where my heart is at. Hallelujah. How many want good success? How many want to be blessed? Come on, let me hear you. Hallelujah. That's what it's all about. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. I'm not telling you about anything else except God. And I want you to be strong in God. I want you to know God. Hallelujah. Now, the God of the Bible. Now it shall come to pass, if you diligently obey the voice of the Lord your God, to observe carefully all his commandments, which I command in you today, that the Lord your God will set you, listen to this, high above all nations. High where?
Above all nations.
Of the earth. And all these blessings shall come upon you and overtake you, because you obey the voice of the Lord your God. Blessed shall you be in the city, and blessed shall you be in the country. I want that. Blessed shall be the fruit of your body, the produce of your ground, and the increase of your herds, the increase of your cattle, and the offspring of your flocks. I want that. Blessed shall be your basket and your kneading bowl. I want that. Blessed shall be you when you come in, and blessed shall you be when you go out. I want that. Amen? He will cause, listen to this now, he will cause your enemies to rise, who rise against you, to be defeated before your face. They shall come out against you one way and flee before you seven ways. That's why we don't fear about what's going on today. Amen? God will cause your enemies to be what? Defeated. And where? In front of your faces. Amen? Now, am I talking politics? No. Am I talking religion? No. I'm talking about who?
God.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. I want these promises, brothers, and I know we're going to get them. I know because we have believers in this church. Can I get an amen? Hallelujah. God the Father saying, you shall not make idols for yourself. Neither a carved image nor a sacred pillar shall you rear for yourselves. Nor shall you set up an engraved stone in your land to bow down to it, for I am the Lord your God. You shall keep my Sabbaths and reverence my sanctuary. I am the Lord. You shall love being in his church. Love it. Reverence. If you walk in my statutes and keep my commandments and perform them, then listen to what he does for you. Then I will give you the rain in its season. The land shall yield its produce, and the trees of the field shall yield their fruit. Your threshing shall last till the time of vintage, and the vintage shall last till the time of sowing. Hallelujah. I will rid the land of evil beasts, and the sword will not go through your land. You will chase your enemies, listen, and they shall fall by the sword before you. You shall chase your enemies, and what shall they do? By the sword before you. Five of you shall chase 100, and 100 of you shall put 10,000 to flight. Your enemies shall fall by the sword before you. For I will look upon you favorably and make you fruitful, multiply you, and confirm my covenant to you. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Lord. Somebody comes to you and tells you what religion they are, just say, that's nice, amen? Because God has put people in different places. I praise those religions. I think as long as they're following God, the Bible, amen, they're brothers and sisters with us, amen? We're family together. We need to bind together. Because we got promises in this book for us, for this country, amen? So I don't care when somebody comes to me and wants to attack us about politics. I don't care what initials after your name. I really don't care anymore. Because I want somebody who serves him, amen? Who believes in who? God. That's all I want to know. That's my choice. I'm free to make that choice, and I want these blessings. How many want to be blessed going in and coming out? I want somebody who trusts God. That's all I'm looking for. Amen? Hallelujah. In Psalm 33, it says this. Blessed is the nation whose God is the Lord. Blessed is the nation whose God is the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. The Word always wins. God always wins. If you're with God, you always win. The things in the world, sometimes they look really bad, and you have to stand back and say, God, always. Hallelujah. Those people in darkness, they're about to feel the wrath of who?
God.
Hallelujah. The people that we call to protect us, call to lead us, we simply ask that they follow who?
God.
And then we'll give them the credit, amen? We'll give them, God will lift them up higher, amen?
Mm-hmm.
But see, the world, just like religion, separates us. The government separates us now with letters and initials to the point where one side doesn't even want to talk to the other side. So I simply ask, where is God in that? Amen? Where is God in your decision today? Where is God in your heart thoughts? Where's your trust in God? You need to be strong in Him. Amen? Don't let what's happening out there separate you. Don't let what's happening out there upset you. Don't let it turn you over to the point where you're afraid. Amen? Because God always
wins.
His word always
wins.
From David and Goliath. Jonah in the belly of the fish. Daniel in the lion's den. Who won?
God.
Hallelujah. And when good men following God put their forces together, who won? Even in our last generations, who won? God won. Amen? Yeah, America won. We won. But who are we following?
God.
Hallelujah. Following God to do the right thing. Not to take. Not to take, but to lift up and set free. Amen? To set free. To give hope and joy to. You see all these things on TV. Don't get caught up in worrying about what law they can pass to fix it. Because you know what? It won't fix it. We need to give people dreams, hope, ambition. Hallelujah. Somebody once said, labor... I love this. I hope I get it right. Labor is prior to and independent of capital. Capital is only the fruit of labor and could never have existed if labor had not first existed. Labor is the superior of capital and deserves much the higher consideration. Amen? You put your work into God's hands and do the labor, the capital will follow. Nobody has to what? Give it to you. Amen? Nobody has to give you anything. You want to earn it. You want to take it. And here's something that somebody else said, who I consider smarter than me, but he's not here, so you can't have him either. But you can read about him. His name was Thomas Edison. You ever hear of Thomas Edison? Smart man. He said, opportunity is missed by most people because it is dressed in overalls and looks like work. This man doesn't play the bass guitar like that because he thought one day, I'm going to play the bass guitar and I deserve to play the bass guitar and I'm just going to play the bass guitar and everybody's going to help me play the bass guitar and I'll go over here and this guy will help. No, he got to play like that because he put the work in first, amen? He put the work in it so nobody can doubt the quality of a musician that he is. He put the, whatever you're doing in your job, they can't doubt it if you put that kind of quality into your job. Whatever you're with your friends and with your family, you start talking about God, lifting up God. They can't doubt the quality of what you're saying. They can't disagree with you. Amen? You could talk politics with somebody and say, yeah, but you know, God is on our side. I don't know about these people, but God is on our side. I believe in prayer. I believe in trusting God. I believe in lifting up God because I want to be blessed. And if somebody says to you, I don't believe in your God, say, that's fine. What did Jesus do with the disciples? He said, you go into that house and they don't want to hear what you have to say. You close the door, shake the dust from your feet, and go somewhere else. Amen? Did he get mad? Did he want revenge? Did he want to kill those people? John did. John wanted to go down there and get everything. He called them sons of thunder because they had the human mind. God has the spiritual mind. Amen? Jesus does. Are you with me? It's God. It's Jesus in your life every day that carries you through. It's man that will try to separate you from that. Amen? I want him to be our driver. I want him to be the leader of this country. I want him to be the leader of the world. Oh, I pray that God would lead the whole world into peace and to joy. Give them new visions. The Bible says he gives you visions. He gives you dreams. Without dreams, we are lost, and we see that. We see what's happening. So, Lord, we simply ask that those that we've put in authority find those dreams, Lord, and find you to search for more of you, Lord, because when we have more of you, we all get blessed, Lord. We all get blessed when God is in control. So Lord, we'll take our opinions and we'll enjoy talking about how wrong we are the next day. But Lord, when it comes right down to it, it's you that we want. So Lord, we're just calling on more of God. Thank you, Jesus, for this day, for those in attendance, Lord, for the joy that we have seeing those who haven't been here, for the joy of seeing all our brothers and sisters, Lord, and anticipating that blessing when we see some of our other brothers and sisters come through that door. We just look forward to that joy and all the joy you give us this week, Lord. We'll stay focused on you. We won't let the deceiver steal our joy, because that's when darkness will happen. We trust in you because you have never failed. His word has never failed. We're victorious in you, and we thank you for that, and our traveling mercies and the angels, Lord. I was going to preach on angels today. I worked on it all week, and then, Lord, you turned me around. And, Lord, thank you for allowing me the wisdom to listen to you. But those angels, Lord, we just keep them around our cars and around our days, Lord, and just keep us safe until we can be here again next Sunday, in Jesus' name. Amen.